And you mentioned the issue about anticoagulation. What do you do in those patients?
So I tend to use adalimumab instead. There's a certain amount of controversy and difference in practice amongst different people with respect to whether they will pair anticoagulation with ibrutinib. I have been very cautious about it. I have seen or heard of some concerning incidents. So I try to avoid using anticoagulation together with ibrutinib.
Adalimumab or adalimumab-R?
Usually just adalimumab.
And we actually did a poll of 25 heme investigators through the ASH meeting and asked them about their upfront treatment for CLL, normal risk situation, but a patient need to be treated. And one brave soul said, ibrutinib. Is that the wrong answer?
So I don't think we have enough data to really know. So the 17P setting, ibrutinib is clearly the most active drug we have for 17P patients up front. Other than that, to date, we have 30 patients treated with single-agent ibrutinib up front who were part of that original phase 1b/2 study. And there has, in fact, only been one progression on that trial, a 96% progression-free survival at approximately three-year follow-up. That being said, most of the patients are in partial remission. We don't know the ultimate durability. And so when we compare that, say, to the 65% chance that a mutated IGH, low-risk cytogenetic patient who gets FCR will be disease-free and progression-free 12 years later, to me, that patient should probably still get FCR until we have comparable follow-up.
Can I ask Jennifer, we know with idelalisib there are those issues with pneumonitis, late diarrhea. With ibrutinib, is there any cardiac signal that one has to worry about? I heard there was some higher than expected incidence of atrial fibrillation. Is that something of concern?
I definitely think it's of concern. I think it's becoming potentially of increasing concern as we have patients treated longer and longer. It first emerged as a signal from the randomized trial of ibrutinib versus ofatumumab, where it was about a 6% rate of atrial fibrillation in the ibrutinib arm compared to only one patient, on less than 1% on the ofatumumab arm. And certainly in clinical experience, as patients are on ibrutinib for a number of years, I'm seeing a lot of atrial fibrillation coming out of the woodwork. We have also seen some suggestion of possible ventricular ectopy, which it's hard to know how related that is to the drug. It's purely anecdotal, but I'm a little worried about that too. And so I think we need to be very cognizant of monitoring what emerges from the long-term safety data.
So other than the bleeding tendencies and atrial fibrillation, anything else coming out in the longer-term follow-up of ibrutinib? I don't think there is, but...
Not in terms of serious side effects. I find the arthralgias, myalgias actually very problematic for many patients clinically. That's the main reason I've had patients discontinue ibrutinib actually outside the trial setting.